Welcome to the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign's Big Money Podcast. It's Thursday, March 17th, and the Democracy Campaign released a report today that shows the age-old political battle between business and organized labor interests is a no-contest match when it comes to campaign contributions to Wisconsin Republican and Democratic candidates for statewide offices and the legislature. The Democracy Campaign report looked at business and labor contributions from 1999 through mid-October 2010 and found business contributions swamped labor contributions to Republicans and Democrats as a whole by a 12-to-1 ratio. During the entire period, business interests gave all candidates just over $85 million, compared to labor, which doled out just under $7 million. Among Republican candidates, the ratio of business to labor contributions was sharply higher, $104 from business interests to every $1 from labor unions. The ratio narrowed substantially for Democratic candidates, but campaign contributions from business still outflank labor by 6-to-1. Here to talk about the report is Democracy Campaign Executive Director Mike McCabe. Mike, did the Democracy Campaign have any particular message to convey by doing this report at this time? I mean, organized labor has been in the news in Wisconsin in recent weeks, but aside from the news peg, is there more people should glean from this report?
I think it's an understatement to say that labor issues have been in the news lately. Wisconsin obviously has seen historic protests, unprecedented kinds of demonstrations. We're in uncharted territory now with multiple recall elections being pursued, business boycotts, and this has become a national news story. So obviously this report is timely, and if for that reason alone, that we're in a moment where there's been such intense scrutiny and so much public attention paid to this push to strip public workers of collective bargaining rights. And there's been a firestorm that's erupted because of that legislative push. The report is timely for that simple reason. But I think the real reason I think it was important for us to do this right now is because there's so many misconceptions out there. We've been contacted countless times here in the last few weeks by people, news reporters and citizens, the general public, saying, Democrats get all their money from labor, right? And Republicans get all their money from business. And the conversation sort of starts there. But that's really, those kinds of comments are based on huge misconceptions. Yes, Republicans rely very heavily on business interests for campaign contributions, but so do Democrats. In fact, Democrats get a lot more money from business interests than from labor. And so I think it's really important to put in perspective that, where the two sides actually get most of their money. And the answer is that both sides rely on business interests, primarily. The other thing that we hear a lot from people is that, well, there's basically, union and business interests are roughly equal in terms of the amount of money that they pour into the political process. And that's a huge misconception, too. Business interests give far more money than labor. Labor union money is swamped by business interest money if you look at the actual campaign contributions, if you really follow the money. I think what's the final thing that's really important to understand here, and that is revealing, and it says a lot about what the political motivations may be on the Republican side for seeking to strip collective bargaining rights and make it harder for unions to collect dues and all that kind of thing. And this is where, this is a really important distinction. Business interests give to both sides. They have been classic bet hedgers. They put money on Democrats and money on Republicans. They give more to Republicans than Democrats, but they give a lot of money to Democrats, too. Unions don't hedge their bets. They have given almost exclusively to Democrats. So Republicans, if they seek to curtail the ability of unions to raise funds, collect dues, and use that money for political purposes, they don't hurt themselves much at all. They do hurt Democrats because union money is a significant, not the majority, but a significant source of financial support for candidates on that side.
Why does business give more than labor?
Well, I think there's a bigger constellation of actors on the business side. There are there are a number of unions out there, and the biggest giver, of course, is the State Teachers Union, Wisconsin Education Association Council. And if you look at WEAC alone, it's always among the top givers, the biggest money, among the biggest money participants. But when you look at the entire universe of unions, it's a relatively small number of groups. WEAC's the biggest giver. Some give very little. But on the business side, there are so many different industries. There are so many different business interests out there, from road builders, realtors, the banking industry, finance, all kinds of manufacturers, retailers, tavern interests, and there is this huge universe of business interests, and all of those interests are very active participants when it comes to giving campaign money. So there's just a much larger collection of donors over on that side, and they have significant resources that they can tap into to give money. Well, now it's even been magnified by the Citizens United decision about a year ago, where the U.S. Supreme Court said that corporations can spend unlimited amounts of money to influence elections. So, the businesses really have had the shackles taken off pretty much altogether. But when you look at it overall, it's about $12 from business interests for every dollar that comes into state campaigns in Wisconsin from labor unions.
Is this something that needs to be reformed? I mean, is a lopsided ratio like this inherently bad?
Well, I think it's something first and foremost that needs to be understood. And what people, how people react to campaign finance related issues needs to be based on the truth. There needs to be an understanding of where the money really comes from. And I still think when you look at the big picture, the most important fact for people to understand is that all the election campaigning that's done out there, all the money that's spent on TV ads and on radio ads and on robocalls and on junk mail that shows up in people's mailboxes, it's all being paid for by less than 1% of the population. And so, more of the money's coming from business interests and from labor interests, but all the money is coming from a very small segment of the population. And the problem that ends up resulting is that you've got elected officials on both sides who are spending a hell of a lot more time catering to and pandering to their cash constituents than they are truly representing their voting constituents. And that is the central problem in our democracy right now. We've got a big money plutocracy, and what we should have is a small dollar democracy where voting constituents actually matter, but we've got elected officials who are terrified of their big money donors. They are very reluctant to make them unhappy or stand up to them, so they're constantly catering to their cash constituents, and their voting constituents get little or no attention from them.
Okay. Thanks for your comments, Mike. To learn more about business and labor's contribution patterns over the years, check out the March 17th report on the Democracy Campaign's website. Thanks for listening.
Bye.